David Wasserstein says the recent election of Mahmoud Abbas was the most open and freest election in the Arab world in decades, and Abbas has taken office with immense goodwill and support. But Wasserstein is not sure that will translate into political success.
The problem, as I see it at the moment, is that the terrorist movements, the movements of Hamas and Jihad and so on, are in effect dictating what is going to happen.
Wasserstein, a professor of history and Jewish studies, is worried that continued terrorist attacks by various armed factions against the Israelis will torpedo Abbas's efforts to reach a ceasefire. Wasserstein predicts the peace process is still very much a long-term project.
I rather suspect that without very great support from within the Palestinian movement, which I think he does not have at the moment, Mahmoud Abbas cannot survive for very long. He is probably a transitional leader. What that means is that the efforts that the Bush administration now, with Condi Rice as Secretary of State, will make will be unlikely to succeed in the first few months.
Wasserstein says political leaders should not underestimate the importance of religion in driving the outcome of events in the Middle East.
The strength of Islam among the Palestinians is higher than it's ever been, and I think we make a great mistake if we try to ignore the force of religion as an element in the political and social action.
Wasserstein recently came to Vanderbilt from Tel Aviv University. He is a medieval Jewish and Islamic historian. I'm Amory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.